The Osgood File. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Could legal recreational pot come to California? It's a big question because if it comes to California, it pretty much comes to America. More after this. A similar initiative failed in 2010, but the latest polls show that 60% of California voters now plan to support a November ballot measure legalizing recreational marijuana. California would be the fifth state after Alaska, Colorado, Oregon, and Washington state to do it, tripling the number of Americans with access to legal pot just to enjoy it. And the cannabis merchants are ready. Here's CBS correspondent Maria Villarreal.
115 new California businesses have joined the National Cannabis Industry Association. And at a cannabis job fair earlier this spring, thousands lined up for a chance to be a part of this budding industry.
Budding indeed. But marijuana puns are not the only consequence. There was a warning about what's happened in other states from Kevin Sabet with a group called Smart Approaches to Marijuana.
In Colorado, we've seen an increase in poisonings, an increase in emergency room accidents, an increase in fatal car crashes. I think over time, as we count those costs, they become tremendous and they overwhelm any tax revenue you would get from legalizing the drug.
But then there were plenty of others convinced that the 15% tax on retail pot in California could bring in $7 billion a year to the state. And supporters like California Lieutenant Governor Gavin Newsom see another benefit.
This issue is about getting drug dealers off the streets that are predators targeting our kids.
And then, of course, there's the biggest issue of all. Once a state with a population of close to 39 million makes pot legal, the federal government is probably going to have to decide if the federal pot ban still makes any sense at all. The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network.